Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Moni's Messages.
Hi, everyone. This is Moni. Hope everyone has got their umbrella out tonight, the ones that's receiving rain. I don't know about coast to coast, whether California's getting anything or not, but it's at least a balmy 60 degrees here. And got the umbrellas out, especially for the weekend and everything coming up. How are you, Iggy?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking.
Everything good on your part of the world?
So far, so good. I can't report good or bad. Everything's just right where it needs to be at the moment.
That's true, isn't it? It's getting that way for everyone. New beginnings mm-hmm. with the super moon and everything tonight. It's just yesterday was the day one of the super moon beginning of things were reversed. If anyone noticed that there was problems probably on the 8th with communications and connections with phones, there were no internet connections. I experienced a lot of that, actually, and I'm not sure why until I realized, oh, wait, this is the night of the supermoon. And even though we couldn't see it where I was because it was cloudy, you could feel, you know, the magnetism of it, actually. And there was a lot of activity that night, a lot of activity. And I hope some of the callers have some great questions tonight. We're going to do this show about love and relationships. If you have other questions, that's great. Not a problem. We'll go into it. I want to tell everyone that this weekend is a big weekend. It's the Gift of Light show in Columbus. And it's at the fairgrounds at the Lausche Building, just off 17th Avenue and Franklin County Fairgrounds. And it starts on Saturday from 10 o'clock and goes until 7. And on Sunday from 10 o'clock until 6, like everybody come out and experience some really great metaphysical things and buy some goodies for their family, get some Reiki readings, all kinds of reflexology, massage, knowledge there. Great speakers, too. I know that Dave and I are doing a workshop on sound healing and Reiki and beyond, which we take it to the limit on that one. So, and spoon bending. So if you'd like to come out, learn how to bend some energy, we can show you how to do that. Are we ready for our first caller?
Sure. Okay. Let's take caller. All right. Here we go.
Hi.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm good, Moni. This is Rose.
Hi, Rose. I haven't heard from you in a while. I haven't been on for a while. How is your life doing? Better?
It's all right. I'm always looking for change, and you do whatever you can to make that happen. So,
you've had a little bit of change in your life. It seems like you've moved forward some, that there's been some activity with some new friends, in particular one new friend,
yes.
Male or female? Yeah.
Male. He's somebody from my past, but
mm-hmm.
I'm hoping to meet somebody new.
Right. This is going to be a good friend for you. So they have lots of, just to keep you busy in the meantime, this is a new beginning. Just know that. And people are going to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
You have a lot of things around you. You just have to enable them to come in. Have you been practicing meditation and things like that?
No.
Rose, now you know you have to do that. You have
mm-hmm.
to. That opens you up to a higher self and
mm-hmm.
allows really good things to come in for yourself and allows your significant other to come in as well,
mm-hmm.
which would be great. I know that you are ready for a commitment, and actually you're ready for just to do a whole move-in thing.
Yep.
Are you?
Oh. You're amazing.
You are. You're just ready to go, and I can't wait. You know, I can't wait. I just see that there's a door that's ready to open, but you're a little bit apprehensive about going through it, and I would like to see you not be afraid to go through it. You can step into it and look around all you want. Don't be afraid to look at someone and smile. Don't look away. Remember, you have to look directly at them and say hello. It's very important. Because when you look away, you look back, that second is gone because they think you're not interested.
Right.
You've got to start the conversation. You just start the conversation. Do you read a lot of books?
I read a lot online, but...
Okay, yeah. I see you're reading.
Yeah.
May I ask what kind of books you're reading?
I just read a lot of things online. I don't know. I have some spiritual books, too, that I've read. And what was it? Three Squared. And I don't even know the names of these books. But anyway, I enjoy them.
That's good. You have, the question is, when will he come in? And I told you I think spring would open things up for you. Is that not correct? If I remember right? So that's just around the corner in April. It'll be April, May. It'll be close to April 5th, actually, because he's got to get in the door, and so far all he has is a foot in the door, and you're standing back like, I want to peek in the door, but I'm just afraid to step all the way out into, you know, it's kind of like the outer limits for you, but it's not. It's freedom, represents a freedom for yourself. And did something significant happen over the holidays, Liz?
No.
Nothing came in? You didn't get anything in the mail or nothing like that? Nothing came in
what
the mail that surprised
you? Christmas holidays? What holidays are you referring to?
That would be around the Christmas time holiday.
No, nothing came in. No.
Well, I'm surprised that you didn't hear some news from afar, like from one of your relatives. So, because I was thinking that someone was going to get a hold of you, so maybe they just haven't done that yet. It seems like you've had some things on your mind. Most importantly, it's been the relationship thing. But I'm going to ask you, did you ever go get a stone of amethyst yet, or the emerald?
No.
Okay. If you can get to any of the shows or shops that they have, I would like for you to just obtain one of those stones and kind of keep it in your pocket or keep it close to you. And a rose quartz. I really love rose quartz for everyone. I think it's very important for them to keep it close to their heart, even for women, and because it signifies love, and it allows you to feel good.
A rose quartz, okay.
Yes, I really want you to obtain that. But I want you to hang in there till April, May. It'll be close to May the 5th. Step out of bounds. Do it. Do it. And I know you're still going to a couple of the same places. You've got to get out a little bit further than you're doing. Online dating's not so bad.
I go to singles events, so I'm not going to the online dating stuff right now.
Okay, all right. If you choose to, I think you know who's good and who's bad. I think you can weed through them until you find a flower that's ready to bloom. So if it comes to that, you can. I really think he's going to be not too far from you. You know, let me ask you, is there a bookstore close to you by any chance with a coffee shop?
Not too close. You can always find a bookstore.
It's like two or three blocks away from you.
I don't know one, but...
Well, I want you to look it up online for the closest coffee shop and bookstore, which would be a Barnes & Noble or something like that. And I would like you to really just go there and just start looking around and see what they have. And start talking to people. I think you're going to meet some people there. He will not be a short man. He will be a little bit taller, and he'll be slender. He does wear glasses. He has darker hair. It's salt and pepper. He still has hair, so which is good.
It's very important.
So, okay, but he will be waiting for you. And the glasses are dark rims, by the way.
I'm going to the singles dinner dance on Saturday. I'm hoping.
Because
only like 300 people that go there. Mostly women, of course. I hate that.
Right.
Anyway,
right. So
I'm hoping. That's what I've been doing. I've been going to dinner dances, which is nice. You meet professionals. And
you do.
Yeah, I don't want any drunks or drug addicts or anything.
That's true. You will not have those. This man has watched you, and I think I remember telling you to keep your eye out for him, that he's kind of reserved. But you just have to look. Just keep looking. It will be a spring dance when you go. And the bookstore just won't leave me alone. So I want to tell you that whether you're going to, meet there as a first date or whether he's going to be there the first time, But you're going to have a lot in common, and I know you're ready to fall in love again, and I think that's very important. It's very important today to open up your heart, and you'll know. And this man is an honest man, which is good. He's been waiting for someone, so all you have to do is put on that beautiful smile of yours.
It's
what you have to do, and get that rose quartz and keep it next to your heart or wear it on a necklace.
All right.
And you'll sparkle like a gemstone, okay?
What about the guy that I just reconnected with from my past? Do you think we have a good friendship going?
I do. I think you have a very good friendship going. I think he wants a little bit more than that.
I know, but he lives so far away. And
I know.
I think it's just better if I just move on. And
well, you know, I don't know. It's like maybe what happens if you stepped out of bounds, Rose? Are you willing
you think
to move
he's
and
going
relocate?
To, but he's in a relationship. I'm not trying to break them
right.
up. I'm just trying to just be
right.
happy to have him back in my life.
Friendship.
And that's it.
Yes. That's right. And
right.
he evidently still has that connection with you.
Oh,
and
yes.
he may
Soulmate.
Have.
Yes.
right. And he needs to talk to you about things. You help him to get through things and vice versa.
Yes.
So this is important connection because all the people that we meet right now have been in our lives. Everyone we've met has always been there for some reason or another.
Hmm.
So just remember that you don't have to let him go. You just keep him as a spiritual friend and help each other with things.
Yeah.
And you know that once upon a time you were united, but not right now.
Right.
So just keep your chin up and learn some more dances and keep your eyes open and looking around the corner. And, you know, you just never know what's going to pop in. But he definitely, I see him. He has the dark rim glasses on, darker hair, a little salt and pepper, thinner. He does put his hands in his pocket. He's very reserved, but he has a lot to say. He really does.
Oh, wow. It sounds wonderful. Thank you so much, Moni.
You're welcome. You have a blessed evening, okay?
And you too.
Looking forward to hearing from you again. Bye, Ray.
All right, hon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So that was awesome. I like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember Rose. So that's great. That's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people are just blossoming into spring now and coming and everything and wanting the relationships, and everything will move right into motion, but people have to allow it to go into motion. The arguments are going to stop. What I wanted to say tonight to everyone is it's very important when you talk to someone, no matter if it's your best friend, it's about the words and the wording. We're getting confused on the meaning and everything. We're getting very confused on that. And sometimes we're taking things the wrong way. Those are the old ways. And the universe is telling us to let go of it. We no longer need it. So look at it in a different formation as a positive that person is trying to help you with. Instead of a negative, learn to listen to them instead of just being louder than them or wanting to talk over them. Listen to what they actually have to say and come to a common ground. It's very important. The anger has to go to the wayside. We're being stripped. I think you and I talked about basically we're being stripped totally naked. We are.
Yep.
And everything we didn't need is leaving. And
I'm naked right now.
I could say that, you know, pretty much, but you're funny, Iggy. I like that. Okay.
I am. No, I was
well, now our listeners really like to hear that. Now they're going to put a picture in their mind now. So.
Oh, poor listeners. Need a little humor in their life.
That's funny. I know. I love it. You
okay.
just have to get a little feather going on, you know, for the shaman. And
Spirit has a funny sense of humor.
Oh, it does. It's funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we all do the naked thing. So, I mean, it's good to get that way, especially if you have a significant other, too. You know, a lot of people have the old ways, and they have to get rid of those as well. Talk about things today. Talk about what you want. Share it. It's not just one-sided, especially, mm-hmm. you know, when it comes to love or being with another person. and you have a relationship with them, it's not just about what one can do for the other. It's equal today, you know, and let your imagination roll and have a ball with it. I think that's very important.
We talked a little bit, you and I talked a little bit about how people can like be in love with multiple people, you know, because it's, you know, that's kind of the human spirit, human nature to fall in love with different aspects of different people. So I think sometimes people get confused that, you know, their feelings or emotions, then they project them onto the person. So I think,
absolutely.
Just wanted
They do. Yeah, and I think that when, you know, you like something as someone as a friend, and you may have had a past life with them, so it'll resurge some sexual energies, actually, of what was. And it's like, just get them under control, because it's just going to be a friendship this time. And then the next one is like, you just feel electricity go through your body, and that's a good thing. That's a very good
thing.
And just go with the flow, and be someone you've always wanted to be that's in your mind. You know, instead of thinking about it, do it. Try it. Go take that walk. Go on the beach. You know, take that road trip. Go wherever you want. Be passionate about it. You know, if you want to kiss your partner and you're sitting at a table and there's people in the room, kiss your partner. If you want to hug them, hug them. You know, you don't have to do it in your home. You can just show affection that's good, you know, today. I think that it goes both ways. It gets really bizarre, and it gets, one side is very strict and rigid. So now we're going to come together and know that our higher self is being contacted right now at this point. And also that there's a lot of people that believe, and they're seeing UFOs recently, a lot of higher intelligence, and they are. There's a lot that have came. And like you said, the veil is gone. And so we're in the fifth dimension here. We are totally in the fifth dimension. And we can only rise up. We cannot go to the lower vibration anymore. So we have to make these changes and stand up for ourselves during this time to get things right. There's big changes coming for this year, extreme ones. So be prepared. I would like everyone to just hang on tight. It's not what you think. It's all going to be good, but it may be a little rough around the edges, you know, with our lives. But you can do it one step at a time. But
very good.
You have, okay.
Yeah, let's take a really quick 5-second pause and we'll be right back.
Okay. Thank you.
You're listening to WithInsightsRadio.com. And we're back.
Okay.
All right. So you ready for next listener?
I am.
All right.
Very ready.
Here we go.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, this is Sonia. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. Awesome. I have never been to Pennsylvania and wanted to go to the Hershey place there just to see it.
Oh, okay.
Have you been there?
Yeah, years ago.
Oh. Do you have any love questions tonight about a relationship, or is this pertaining to something else too? You have two questions?
Well, yeah, it's something else. I'm going to see maybe what you're picking up. I own a rental property, and it's up for sale. It was up for sale with another realtor, but I just switched hands at the beginning of the year, and the house was officially listed the middle of February. And, this realtor actually came out of the blue, and I wasn't even looking for anyone, but the other listing had expired. And without even looking, he just popped into my mailbox, you know, like a letter with presenting himself. And I'm like, well, what do I have to lose? And next thing you know, I already agreed to have him list my home. They had a great marketing plan. They have a good track record.
Right.
So, but, you know, they're very a good company. And I currently have the house rented out to two different set of tenants because it has two units.
Okay.
And I just wanted to see what you're picking up as far as the sale of this home.
Well, I think by changing to someone else, I think that that was a good choice. It's going to be about divine timing on this one. They need to push the property, pictures, things like that, to get the advertisement out there for it, because there is a couple that would like to have it. But I think that they might even live on one side of it and actually rent out the other side.
Oh, okay.
I think that's how they'll supplement the income for themselves.
You mean like a family, like living
yes.
one half? And okay.
Yes, yes. I believe the girl, the lady, actually is going to have like a strawberry blonde hair, more toward the reddish side. And they're not an older couple. They're younger, actually. They have one small child. I know that they're out there looking right now.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like he had a job transfer, is what I'm seeing. So it's getting them to you. So what I'd like you to do is, if you could, I would like you to meditate and know that you're worthy of spiritual money, spiritual currency. Ask for that to come around you, see it around you. And I would like you to see your house, a couple walking up to that door, making the phone call to the realtor, visualize this, and then have the realtor call you, and then you meet them. Yeah, she has strawberry hair, definitely. I'm seeing her quite clearly. And he's the one at work. She's a stay-at-home mom right now, but she has very good communication skills and secretary skills, so she will go back to work. But their trouble right now is getting the proper financing. They have good credit. They just may not be able to get as much as you're wanting for the property. So there is a possibility that they may offer you a little bit lower price. Because, I mean, it's not because they don't want to offer you the higher one. It's because they can't maybe get to that limit at this time. So, but I know that I think that, let me ask you, in the rental company that you have right now, the new one, did a man approach you with this or was it a woman?
Because I'm sorry, say it again.
Was it a male energy that approached you with the rental property, the male with the real
for
estate
the,
company?
For, meaning for my realtor? Yeah, he's a male.
Yes. Okay. Is he a slender male by chance? And
is he what?
I mean, is he slender?
Well, I mean, he's like, I guess, in his middle 50s.
Right.
I wouldn't say he's super skinny. He just, you know, built proportionally normal.
Right. And
he's
he
slim.
Seems to know what he knows what he's doing.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And he does. He's very professional. So I think that you can count on him, but you're going to have to keep saying, hey, I'm so excited about this. I want to get it done. How can we move with this? Can we put some more pictures out? Maybe send them out to different areas because the couple that's going to buy is transferring from another place to your area because of a job transfer. So if he puts it in those type of areas of marketing for demographics, I think that would work better.
No, actually, that's the reason why I went with them, because of the excellent marketing plan.
Right.
And they have put money out of more than any other company just for advertising and marketing. And it's listed like in 3 or 4 different MLS. They
Good.
Do flyers.
That's,
they do networking.
Good.
They do Facebook. They do everything. It's just not one thing.
Great, but it seems like, I don't know if they featured your house or not, I'd like to see them feature it for people who are just coming into that area, changing jobs. This is a perfect house for a young couple to start with. You can live in one side, you can have your income in the other, and
they,
that
they
way...
They have done that. Yeah, they have done it
good.
As an investor property, as a property
right.
for a family to live there and rent. Yeah, they have done it different ways.
Okay, well, I think they need to do it again. April is a big month. March is transcending for everyone. We're getting everything together. We're being put together again, piece by piece. We're putting ourselves together. And everything we're wanting, the universe already knows, and they're shipping it in. It just takes a little bit more time, and I'm seeing April for you. I'm seeing April for a lot of good things this year, that it's just going to spark up and boom. So just, you know, it's going to take a certain person sit on the front page again, they may have to list it once again on a booklet, right on the front page, you know, for new beginners. This is a great property for you. There's going to be something that's going to spark the attention of this couple because this is what they want. This is the type of property they want. So he's going to have to get their attention. They are there,
no.
they're waiting, and you have somebody who wants it. So it's going to be
okay.
up to him. The demographics to get it out there in the right areas.
No. They have a 70-point marketing plan, and they're not even halfway through yet. But
right.
Yeah, they,
good.
They, yeah.
That's good, but what I'm saying is the timing, it's just like going to have to be just impeccable with this in April. They're going to have to circulate.
They constantly do that. They circulate it all the time, and they have a very good strategy. Like if someone calls, they give phone call back within 2 minutes. Nobody else does that.
Good, very good.
So that's why they're number one in the area. You know, they sold
good.
The most homes. Yeah.
Well, I like that. And it will sell. But I think your new owners will come in April.
You mean like for the offer and like for seeing
yes,
it and the offer
absolutely.
In April?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay. Now, when you said about the pricing, like I don't mind negotiating, but I already dropped $15,000 on that home. And I understand that people might not have enough, but
right.
I can't
sure,
just give
I
it
know.
Away for two pennies because you know,
right,
that's
all right.
you can afford. So it has to
that's
be,
true.
If it's a little bit less, I'm willing to negotiate, but I'm not going to go like a drop
okay.
another $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000.
Right. No.
You know?
It won't be anything like that. It'll just be right in their price bracket for them. So, and he'll know how to get a company with them. He'll have a certain bank that will be able to help them, which is a
right,
good thing.
Right.
So, but yeah, I think that, you know, I think the couple will come in April. Did you have any other questions real quick?
So you're saying that they're going to come in, maybe they'll see it in April and put the offer in April, or they'll see it in March? Oh, in April.
They're going to come in and they're going to show them the house in April, and then they're going to come in and try to make an offer on the house. It might be a little bit lower. I'm not talking tens of thousands of dollars or anything like that. It'll be to fit their budget, but I think your realtor will have some answers for them, which will help them out
mm-hmm.
as well.
Oh, okay.
So all will be good.
Yeah, okay, well, that's great news. Yeah, what I wanted to know quickly is that currently it is rented. I have a great set of tenants upstairs. The tenants downstairs recently moved, and it is a guy with his brother, but mostly I deal with him. He has been difficult. They're not behind with paying the rent or anything, but this past rent for this month, I thought he said he was going to, like, you know, owe me a part. Like, give me a partner. And I said, no, I can't have that. So then he said, well, the money that I had other expenses. And all of a sudden, when I went to get the rent, he paid me in full. So I'm like, is this going to be a problem going forward? And he said, well, I can't predict the future and this and that. I'm like, I need my money on time because I have things to pay that relate to where you're living. So all
right.
I want, you know, I don't want any issues. I think I made that clear to him, but he has been difficult. I'm right now dealing with some electrical work to get meters transfer and all that, so I'm hoping that will go
right.
well. So what are you picking up as far as, like, this tenant downstairs? Is he going to pay the rent on time and the full rent?
No, probably not. He's probably not going to be able to do it on time. He has other things he's been paying out that he has to pay for. I don't know what that is, but it's matter of fact, you either pay for it or we come after you. It's that type of deal. So he's struggling right now with that. So if he would just be honest with you and tell you the truth, it would be better for him.
So you feel that I know it's probably going to have a property for a short amount of time, but am I going to have to get to the point where I have to evict him? Or is he going to work it out?
He's always going to be late. He will always be late.
So he did pay me. He did pay me on time. He hasn't been late
yes.
so far, you know.
He will always not be on that exact day. He will be within the limit, but he's going to push the limit a couple times. So he has another bill that's a big bill he has to pay as well. And I think that if you hang in there with him, he'll pay you. So if that's what you're
mm-hmm.
asking.
Yeah, I mean, for the time, you know, because I don't want to evict anyone for the time being while I'm selling the property, you know what I'm saying? But
that's
he
true.
Probably doesn't want to move either, and it's tough.
No,
to,
he doesn't.
It's tough to
no,
move
because
you got to get deposits, you got to, you know,
right.
cost money to move.
Exactly. Exactly. He will pay you, but it will be, like, right down to the wire every time.
Mm.
So, I mean, you'll just have to accept that if that's what you're willing to accept. And if you're not, then you'll have to take other means.
Well, I mean, I just want to make sure he's not going to, try to play me wrong and try to, weasel off of me and live off for free, because then I will have to evict him. And I hope he's aware of that.
But you have to just keep making him aware of it, and he'll be a little more cautious, is all you have to do. So you have to stand your ground. Don't be a pushover. work with him. He's trying to work you a little bit, and he's being kind of honest with you. He really can't come up with it at that moment, and he has it later. So I'm pushing that limit. So you have a good evening, hon. Okay?
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Thank you. Yeah, we ran over a little bit with that one. I'm going to try to keep it a little bit shorter so other people have time to call in. I enjoy so much talking with everybody, but we've got to keep it a little bit shorter and direct to the point.
Mm-hmm.
If we can.
So, hey, real quick question. Where can people find you? And we're going to ask everybody to kind of just keep it to one question so we can get through everybody, just to be fair.
Yeah.
So, Monty, where can people find you for reading so they can have set up a time and appointment with you?
Oh, gosh, I travel so much. I usually I book parties now. I've been booking a lot of parties at people's homes. And what I do is, if you have the party, and I usually require 5 people or more, and if someone books a party from your party, then you get an automatically half-hour free reading from me at any time at your own convenience. And I'm starting to send out emails now and getting those out there with events and workshops. What I do is I like to travel. I do work out at Mystic Sisters every 2 weeks. I'm up there usually on a Tuesday or Thursday. All they have to do is call my number, which is my cell phone number. I don't know if I should go ahead and get that out on the air or not, but it's my work number, so why not? If they want to talk with me, I schedule reading. I do phone readings as well. I do travel. I won't go out of state unless you put me up for the night, guys. So, but it's 740-463-1565. And also on Facebook, on Monty's Messages. And come to the Gift of Light show. It's a great show in Columbus. It's a big one. There's other readers there beside me. There's other people who do Reiki, sound healing. There's just try a little bit of everybody. I mean, we all have something good to offer. And Kelly Bowman puts that on, and she's an awesome lady to take on an event like this. And we need more of them. Gets the people out, gets them going, asking questions. And we're going to do a little bit of energy movement with this one, so which would be something we haven't done yet, which I'm glad. But, yeah, you can reach me on Facebook, Monty Cummings, or Monty's Messages, either one. Shoot me a text. If you talk to me on this show tonight, leave your comment for me for the On Air with Insight Radio. And I'd love to hear that. I know Iggy would, too. So, and he has a great show. He has lots of good speakers, and there's all kinds of great people that are on the show here. I hope everyone listens and checks the schedule.
Let's take a quick pause, and we'll be right back, with Monty's Messages.
Okay. Thank you.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network, your free online holistic publication resource radio for trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com, your free online resource for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. With Insights Radio is a listener-supported radio station, and your donations are greatly appreciated. We cover a variety of topics, interviews surrounding the metaphysical and holistic and natural medicine, alternative healing modalities, and much more. Thank you for tuning in to WithInsightsRadio.com.
You're listening to Monty's Messages, psychic medium and spiritual teacher. I also like to invite everybody to, if you have questions, the call number is 646-595-3440. If you want more information about With Insights Radio and how to get a hold of all our practitioners and all our metaphysicians, you can visit WithInsightsRadio.com. They have their newsletters that you can sign up to, and you can join us and find out where you can find these beautiful people. And we're back to the show.
Hey, thanks for mentioning the newsletter, too. That's a great new feature that we have on the show. And Iggy thought of that and put it out there, and it's helping everyone. And I really like it. Well, we just got it voted and off the ground. And
that's right.
He's a great brain. I like to pick his brain all the time. So I do. I'm not a zombie, though. Okay. So do we have another caller online?
We're loaded and ready to go. Here we go.
I'm ready to go. Let's just knock this out. Hey.
How are you?
I'm good. Who am I speaking with?
You're speaking with Trish.
Hi, Trish. How are, I mean, what's going on this evening? Something important, right?
Sure. I didn't know if I should ask you a question or ask you to get a message from Spirit. What was better for you?
Well, I think you want to ask the question. So, okay. Go ahead.
I'm wondering if where you see my relationship going, if it going to the next level this year.
Do you have a ring yet, by any chance?
No.
Not yet? Are you wanting one?
I'm wanting more of a commitment.
So a companion ring would be good. That signifies a commitment, you know, I think for you. It doesn't have to be the engagement ring. I think those are now considered to be companion rings. Some of them are. But I think that when is your birthday? I just want you to tell me when your birthday is.
It's September 18th.
Okay. Now, once again, who is a Libra?
I have a sister who's a Libra.
Okay. Is she doing good, or is there something going on with her right now?
I think she's a tad stressed out at work.
Okay. Yeah, she's the boat's rocking back and forth with her. Here, she's just not happy. It's really health wise stressing her. Do you stay in communication with your sister a lot?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Try to make her happy and get her out there into nature. Just get her out and talk to the birds, the trees, hug a tree. You know, you're going to laugh and think that's silly, but it really works. And they give a lot of energy back. She needs to have some happiness in her life. I don't know what transitioned that changed things in a few months. But is this company that she's working for, did they sell or something, another company come in? Because something changed. Another person came in. I feel like she was moved to the side, and she shouldn't have been.
Yeah. So, I, you know what, I got my sisters confused. So the one you're talking about is actually the Libra, and that did happen to her. She got moved aside and had to go to a different company.
Right, and I don't know that she's really happy there. I mean, it threw her out of whack totally.
Yeah.
And it was like she was comfortable where she was at, and somebody else came in, and something changed. It transitioned, and it was just, everything was gone. Just tell her to stay on track. And if she's not happy, if you could give her this message, it would be great. Because I'm feeling a lot of health stress with her around her heart. You know, that there's some blood pressure shooting up and down with the stress level of anxiety. And we have to let go of that.
Right.
She has to do what she wants to do. You have to do what you want to do. You want this relationship to move forward. You're ready. Why have you guys been able to say exactly what you want to each other, which is what should be done right now? Each person should be able to say, this is where I feel we are, and I'd like to take it to the next level. And you should be able to say, I feel exactly the same. And if you feel different, then you tell him. But I'd like for him to stop procrastinating a little bit and move forward. I just keep saying pink with you, pink, pink, pink. I don't know what that is. It's like I'm seeing almost a pink stone in a ring, actually, a pink stone. It's like you're real glittery around you. You have a really nice aura. I know that. You are the structurer of your family. Is that not correct?
I'd say I'm one of two.
Right, but you're the common sense one.
Yeah, I'm definitely.
You work with your heart. So that's what it's going to take with this relationship, okay? You're going to have to work with it with your heart. And the words that you're saying, change your words up. instead of forming the same sentences, change those words. Totally opposite. I'm not saying the telling you don't like it. That's not. Change the words, the formation of the sentences that you are talking with him about. Instead of getting so comfortable, both of you, change it a little bit. Step out of the realm. If you're spending too much time together that you think or he thinks, then have friends come over, go do different things. Be your own person. This is time of happiness. I know you want a bigger connection. He's procrastinating. It will be more in movement, probably closer to your birthday, to be honest with you.
Okay.
But I do see something pink around you, a gift. And does he give you gifts or sometimes or just surprise? He surprises
yeah.
you now and then? Okay, this
yeah.
is a, it's beautiful. I mean, this he's very thoughtful. There's no ownership him here. You have to tell him that. He cannot own you. It's about love. So teach him a new way of loving. Try to do that and try the formation of words. But I see no movement till September. It will look like it's going to with words, which is good. You change things up. If you change this up, it can move in quicker. It's
okay.
like when I do a reading for somebody and they want to know what's going on now. I tell them, if you step forward in movement in your journey, push yourself out there into happiness, it will change for you. It will bring it in quicker and closer and faster by allowing it to. So
okay.
that's what you have
Thank
to do.
You.
Okay. You're welcome. Call
it.
Again. Thanks for listening.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay. Wow.
Nice.
I couldn't. That was nice and pink. She was so pink, glittery. I was just like, wow.
I could feel it.
Yeah. It was good. It was really good.
Mm-hmm.
She's a very good person. Did we have another caller?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Here we go.
I'm ready. Okay.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. My name is Tricia Truth.
It is.
Two Tricias.
It's funny. We have two twins
yeah.
tonight.
Your show caught my eye, so I started to listen, and I was listening to the other lady talking about real estate, and I was just curious about, I have a house, a property I bought, and I have a guest house on it, but I'm not quite sure what to do with the guest house. You know, I'm quite private, and I'm not quite sure I'm going to be good living with someone in close quarters, you know, that's on my property. What
okay.
do you see me doing with this home or this property, or do I even need to in the future?
Can I ask you, why are you feeling that way? Why are you feeling that way? Well, what
about,
is causing you? Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, no, I bought this house sort of, you know, as a do-it-up and as an investment and things like that, but I'm an author, and I kind of got sidetracked with my writing.
Okay.
And I've got to go back and, you know, working on the house and things like that. So I often wonder if I'm going to move or I should sell it or rent
does
a guest house.
Does your house have roses around it by chance on the front?
Does it have
What I see is a light-colored brick. I don't know if you're going to move there or this is where you're at now. And I see roses. There are small roses around the front, almost like a trellis.
This is almost like
a cottage setting with
yeah,
bushes
some,
surrounding it.
I have,
go ahead.
I have roses and trees. I mean, I actually love the garden. I bought the house because
yes.
I love the land.
Yes, you do. You love to grow things and watch them grow.
Yeah.
I think this is a good place for you, and I think you like it. I think you're going to have to get through this and let go of some things that you're harboring inside. I think
okay.
that you're going to find a new way for yourself if you just let go. Now, you have an accent. So where are you calling from?
No, I live in up in the San Bernardino Mountains in California.
Beautiful.
Yeah. But what do you see me doing with the guest house?
Oh, I know you've crossed over different things with your mind as to what you want to do.
I know. I go round and round.
I know. And what do you always come back to? Let me ask you this, Trish.
Don't really want property. You know, it's an invasion of your space, you know, so I don't know whether to turn it into like a healing
yes.
center of some sort where...
Oh, amazing.
It's part-time, you know, where I know when they're coming and I know when they're leaving. When you have a tenant, you have no control over it.
Right,
and the thought
that's
of
true.
And walking onto my property in the middle of the night and lights
right.
and things like that. And
so you just answered your own question. You want to make like a healing temple there with the stones and the openness for the freedom to people to come in and do healing and to work on others or just to meditate there. Now, that would be beautiful. And your location is beautiful. I see lots of pretty things and flowers. And you have a genuine heart, a very genuine heart. So I think that you should put forth a healing center there and leave it open. That way you know who's coming and when it can be closed and you can do your hours when you want. I think that you're on the right track with that one.
I did about the other day I put something in the area online. If there's healers, you know, people, readers, spiritual people, to see if it's not so much me, but more a community of just like renting it out for when people don't want to do things in their home, but they don't want to go into
right.
an office, they want to
True.
Share a space. And it's surrounded by trees and gardens
mm-hmm.
and fruit and animals and birds. I mean, it's loaded. It's really a fortress.
It is.
I saw the energy before I bought the house. And Yeah, and so how do you see the book, my new book, Venturing Forward? Because I'd love to just have that as my income.
Well, I think if you open up what you're talking about, the healing space, I think, you know, around here in Ohio, what they usually do is they'll do a room. It's a small room for $10 for an hour. The larger room is 20. Out there, it may be 30. But allow them to work out of it, you know, to bring their clients there. And if they allow a book for them to write in and schedule, you'll have to watch the appointment to make sure everything is set up correctly. I'm not sure how you're going to legibly do that. But it's... would be online and they could check for themselves if there was availability between like 2 and 4 for an hour session, and they would put their name in the slot. But I think that you can start there. I think you've had many journeys in your life, and you know, now you've came to, now you say, what now? Where do I go now? You're very happy. You're very much about many metaphysical things. You have great gifts. And I'd like to actually see you use some of your gifts a little bit more. So once you tune into that, start writing your book like with angel writing, where you just sit down and you just totally focus on the source and you start letting it flow. Whatever words come out, you'll put them together later, but they'll be direct words. Be more about a journey. And I think that the healing world needs that. I think that you need to go strictly toward that and stay away from the other side of things so much. It can be about love, life, and passion. Or
yes.
who you are.
I actually, my book that I just published last, about 3 weeks ago, I'm just starting to do some public relations on it, send out some PR. It's called Her Love Story. And
nice.
And it's a journey of, I love a fear that was very sincere. Synchronistic. Back when there was nobody was talking about it, not even me, understanding what was happening. And so I wrote it from the innocence of how everything in my life spiritually unfolded.
Yes.
And so it's kind of like a growth, but I did it through the innocence of not knowing but allowing. And I think sometimes when you know too much, you just stop allowing. You know?
Yes.
So
I know.
It was the other way around. So
right.
I'm feeling
a lot of energy and push to kind of commit to, you know, get into that vibration.
You're connecting with your inner child now, and that's what we all are being told to connect with, to allow the inner child to play.
Okay.
And that's very important for you to allow that at this point. You took one step and allowed where you're living in the world and what you experience. So now step into your inner child and write and see where it goes. I think that you'll have your automatic writing down. I don't think that there'll be a problem at all. I do see a lot of colors in this book for some reason. It's like blues and greens. Somehow, metaphysically, those are great colors for you to have around you. And there's some pink intertwining in that as well. Are you by your full name on the book?
Yes.
Trish?
Yes.
Okay.
Trisha.
Go ahead. Sorry.
It's Trisha Kelly.
Trisha Kelly, and the name of the book again?
Her Love Story.
Okay, and where can we find that at?
You'll see it straight on Amazon. There's another part of the title. See it on Amazon, Her Love Story,
okay,
by Trisha Kelly. You'll be really kind of amazed if who it's about. And it's about a gentleman, and I actually wanted to, do you have any feeling? I don't want to take any more of your time, but around his energy with the book?
How he feels about the book? Are you talking about the spirit form? He's talking in correct? Yes.
No, he's alive, and it's he hasn't read it, apparently, so I don't know how he feels.
Who's the person that you wanted to connect with that's passed?
His name is Herb.
Okay. He has been around you a lot, and I'm sure you've noticed.
I was talking outside when I was picking my wood up a few weeks, about 10 days ago, and asking him that I want to talk to him, want to be around him, want him to come to me and things. And I walked into my house in the middle of the woods. I mean, I live alone in the woods, kind of, and my whole house stunk of men's cologne. It was so overpowering. I had to walk outside because my eyes were watering. So strong. And
he wanted to make sure you knew it was him.
And I picked up wood, walked inside, and there was
before you even came in the house, there was a breeze that came through your house. And I'm surprised you didn't notice it. It was just a complete breeze through your home. And you felt it outside, but I know you have that up on the mountain, but that's how he came in. You called for him, and he came in.
Yes. No, I called from outside, but I walked into the house that the house was intoxicating. Yeah, he was there.
That's funny. Well, I think the book that you wrote about the man, I think he has a good heart. He has a good energy. And why don't you talk to him about it and ask him how he feels?
I ended up getting a call from the lawyer saying that they were about me putting his name on the cover. And I said, has he read it? Read it? And he said, no, he's too busy. And I said,
he's not read it. See him in person. I think you should try to see him in person if you can, Trish.
Well, yeah, there's an event coming up. It's $3,000 that he's going to be there, but I don't know if I want to invest that much.
That's quite a bit of money.
Yeah, it's have a look at the book on him.
I will. I think he's very aware of it, okay? I think he's very aware of it, and I'm going to tell you that he's already read it.
He's very aware of it because when I wrote the book, I approached him 2 years about telling him through letters and management and things. He's very famous. I said, I want to write this book because it's different. It's an alchemy of the heart story of what happened. It didn't mean it has to happen with that person, but there was so much alchemy in it. And I call alchemy now, by the way, I don't call alchemy metal into gold. I think it's mental into gold.
Okay.
You see? The mental and the mental of what we think creates our gold. So I call it a lot of alchemy in it. So he knows about the book. I know he knows about it.
But
he's read it. Yes, he has. He's deciphering it in his own mind as to what he thinks about it. So give him a little more time.
Oh, I just, I haven't heard back from them, and I just went ahead with the book the way I wanted it. I didn't change it.
Good.
I was going to, and then I wasn't, and I was going to, and it's been 3 weeks of my life like that. But what I was going to say was I knew he was reading the book over my shoulder while I wrote it because he turned up 3 times in meditation. He just, you know, popped into my third eye.
Right.
And I put out 3 dreams of him during the time that I wrote it.
Yes.
But I'll let you go because I know others are waiting.
But just,
thank you.
You're welcome. And just keep doing what you're doing. You don't stop. Just continue.
Okay. I did register a WW name called Mystical Retreat about 6 months ago for the guest house because I thought I'd do it as a honeymoon suite, like a mystical kind of retreat.
That would be nice.
Well, listen,
I'm going
to
set it
down and find
you
to blog talk and find you on Facebook and things like that. Are you on Facebook?
Great. That on Monty's messages, you know, you can find me there. Blog Talk Radio,
yeah,
you can
I
drop
will.
Your comments there too. And there's so many practitioners that Iggy has on and everything. Just open it wide up and you might get some more ideas.
Oh, fantastic.
Nice.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. It's nice
all
to
right.
talk with you, Trish. Okay. All right. Bye-bye now.
And thank
you.
For your partner, Trish.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you very much.
That was a good. That was a good read.
She's a very nice lady.
Well, I wonder if she's the Trisha Kelly who's very famous and writes all the different novels and stuff. There is a Trisha Kelly that I'm aware of.
She's written several. She said, and I really liked talking with her. She has a calmness in her voice that's very good, and she has to keep writing with her heart. But now she's going to have to deal with her inner child and let the child out so she can play. So it's time for that. I liked and I really enjoyed that a lot. So I'd like listeners maybe to go in and take a look at her book. I think that it's a good learning tool.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they would enjoy it. You know, it's Trisha Kelly. And if they want to listen back on the show, they can grab the name of it. I didn't write the name of it down. Did you write the name of it down by chance?
No, I did not. But
okay,
we could probably Google it.
We'll Google her and look it up because I would like to read it, take a look at it.
Uh-huh.
I think it would be interesting. Do we have another caller on the line that's been waiting patiently?
yeah, absolutely. And we'll get them on here.
And just a
second. Just a quick second, and we'll get them on.
Okay. All right.
You're listening to Monty's Messages, and we hope you're enjoying our show tonight. If you need to get a hold of Monty, I believe with angels10@gmail.com. Is that correct? Is that your email address?
Absolutely, and that's the number 10. Yeah, email me. If you've got questions, we can do it online. I can do Skype. I can do Facebook. They have a recording now. You can use a little camera on Facebook. It's in the messaging area, and we can do a reading like that too. I have PayPal, so we can go straight through PayPal. We can do that as well. I love
touchstonecrystal.com/Monty.
I'm getting ready to get into something, and I put that on there to pique people's interest, and I still have to talk with Valerie some more about it.
Okay.
It may not be for a couple of weeks, but it's a Swarovski crystals, and it caught my eye, and it's like, wow, they are just stunning, and I want to get into that. So.
Boy, I'm letting the cat out of the bag way too soon, aren't I?
That's all right.
All right.
That's okay. It's all right.
All right. Let's go to our next caller.
Okay.
Here we go.
All right.
Hi there.
Hi. Who am I speaking with?
Karen. Hey, before we get started, I'll tell you the name of the book is Her Love Story, and then it's got a subtitle, Synchronicity, Spirituality, and Mr. Henley.
Thank you very much.
She spells her name T-R-I-C-I-A and then K-E-L-L-Y.
Okay. That's
cool.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Have you read her book?
No.
She just took my job. I'm fired.
Once a radio person, always a radio person.
Oh, that's funny. Come on board, Karen. Come and join us for an evening.
Iggy's slacking. Iggy is slacking tonight.
Oh, shoot. Oh, you have an intense question for me. I mean, it's of light heart. I feel you're of light heart. But is there a question you have, can I ask you about health? Is there something that you're wanting for someone about health? You're worried about someone. I know that.
Oh, well, yes. That wasn't my question, but
okay.
I have a concern about someone's health.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
So do you want me to,
yes.
Which way do you want me to go?
Let's do that one, and I'll get through that one, and then we're going to go to your question, too. But they told me to ask you, and
good.
I work with the divine one, so let's do this.
Okay.
So
it's my 26-year-old son, and he passed out last week and then hit his head on the way down. And he has, I think he's just being manly, you know, and he's not going to a doctor or anything like that. But I'm just wondering what's going on with him that way, yeah.
Has he been doing things out of order a little bit, you know, not out of order, but he's doing things differently than he normally does.
Okay.
Have you noticed any changes in him before this happened?
No, you know, he's kind of trying to figure out his future, his jobs, et cetera.
What I'm talking about is depression. Has there been a little bit of depression where he keeps to himself? He doesn't want to talk about it.
Oh, that's just kind of his ongoing thing, yeah.
It's getting, I think, worse. Do you have a mentor or somebody? Does he believe in meditation? Have you talked with him about that? Okay.
And actually, he's reading the brain book that I gave him on Hardwired Happiness. So.
Oh, good. I haven't read that one. I bet it's great.
Yeah,
especially for those stuck, you know, a little bit in the younger genre, it would be good, and for older too. I think that you should keep paying attention to him. I think there's something he's not telling you, and he may be having some headaches. He's not mentioning at this point.
Yeah,
but I feel like this. Yeah, I'm feeling pressure in the head, and I'd like for him to really just go get it checked out. To be honest.
Yeah, me too.
I think, and there's something in the neck as well.
Okay.
So, it's in the back of the neck. It's where the disc is, but there's something like up the side of the head here that really it's like pulsating with me and to the back of the head. So
yeah,
I would like him really just to go get checked out.
Okay.
I think it's very important. They brought it to my attention, so I'm bringing it to yours. And I think he may resist, but just tell him, what's it going to hurt, you know?
Mm-hmm.
If there's something going on, get it taken care of now. And if not, I know he's had probably, I'm not a doctor or anything like that, but I'm just telling you what I'm getting, that he does need to go get checked out just for precautionary measures, you know, in case there was a concussion.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, sometimes we do things to ourselves and we don't want to go because we don't like doctors.
Yeah.
We don't want to know. We can't heal ourselves, you know. So if he can work from the inside out for any swelling to go down in the bones and the muscles, but I really just want to stress that they're telling me he needs to go.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Now your question. Let's do that one.
Okay. Well, I have some property, and it's kind of like the last woman on the line. Very similar, except it's high desert. It's not like hers, but it's calling me back. So I'm looking to move back to a certain community nearby the land. And I had, as soon as I put that out to the universe out loud, alone in my house, but not alone. The next day, a job popped up in this little town, which I mean, it's very hard to get a good paying professional job. And you know, there's a lot of underpaid jobs there. So in this particular town. And so I am applying for it. I'm in the third phase of my next thing is an in-person interview. I've done a screening and a phone interview.
Everything's been good so far too.
Okay. That's kind of what I wanted to know.
Yeah. And, everything's good. Keep on your level, your vibration up. Keep the vibration up. Don't lower it.
Okay.
Keep it up. And you can walk in the door.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to ask them for some things financially that they, may be a little surprising to them, but
right, they'll work with you on this.
Okay.
Do you wear glasses?
Reading glasses.
Okay. You haven't been to the eye doctor for a while, have you?
No. About
you
a year.
You need to go.
Okay.
Well, I know, but something's changed with your vision. You noticed it already. Something is changing a little bit with your eyes.
Okay.
Don't take it as a bad thing. We're all changing. Every part of our body is changing, whether our ears are getting bigger or eyes are getting, you know, the focus isn't there on some of it. But it's a good thing to keep up on that, too. I think that, you know, if you have the time, I wouldn't mind you going to get that checked out for yourself.
Okay.
You know, you, okay?
Okay. All right.
That would be awesome. Surround yourself with more blues and pinks. Pinks in tonight, evidently. So,
okay.
You know, keep your heart happy. And don't forget you, because you have. Okay, I just want to tell you that.
Yeah, my routine's been kind of disrupted, so I
mm-hmm.
my self-care routine has been disrupted as well.
So don't forget about you, okay?
Yeah.
It's important. They're telling me, pay attention and
okay.
be happy with your heart. What makes you happy is what you have, and that's very important. So go for it. Allow yourself to step out again. Do it. You stepped
okay.
out a couple times, and it's worked really well.
Okay. All right.
So take that little adventure, okay? Don't forget about a vacation, all right? Take
okay.
a few days for a road trip, and you know where you might go. So.
All right. All right.
All right.
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
Let us know how things work out. Drop
okay.
us a line on Blog Talk Radio.
Okay.
You know,
thank you.
Okay? You're welcome. Thanks, Karen, for calling. See you later. Bye-bye. Well, that was great. I like that. Are you there? Hello? Hello? Iggy?
Hello?
Hello?
Sorry, I was in the queue checking other callers in. My apologies.
All right. It's like, where did everybody go? They all disappeared.
Just
looked
out to the ethers.
You did? Oh my God.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network, your free online holistic publication resource radio for trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self.
Welcome back to Monty's Messages, Psychic Medium, Spiritual Teacher. I am producer Iggy. If you like what you're listening to tonight, please send us an email at withinsightsradio@gmail.com. And if you have any suggestions of something you want to hear or some kind of ideas that you want to run by us, and if you want to get a hold of our practitioners and get a hold of our metaphysicians and the people who do these readings, you can find them on withinsightsradio.com. Their information is listed there. So let's go back to the show and let's bring Monty back on and continue with readings.
Hey, that's great, and that's a really good idea because everybody has, I mean, you always want to try different things. So, and the practitioners that we have on the show are awesome. Every one of them have gifts to offer. So try them all out, actually. Let them know you have been listening to them. Contact them by email or on the show. Drop a comment for everyone. Just like tonight, I would love it if people would drop some comments in my box and or with theangels10@gmail.com. Would be super great, and I can have your email, send it to me, and because I'll be doing out some massive emails on workshops, just like the Gift of Light shows this weekend in Columbus, Ohio. I want everybody to come to that. They're going to have so much fun. And there's dancing and music and all kinds of famous artists there, and some really gorgeous stones. There'll be different shops and things. But the speakers, I think, it's really great. I really am going to try to get over to at least one or two of them myself and Dave and I are going to do sound healing and Reiki and Beyond. Reiki and Beyond is my instruction of doing the bending of energy for everyone and teaching them their gifts and how to excel to a higher vibration. And I think that's very important right now, don't you, Iggy? I think it's extremely important for us to open up ourselves and play. It's time to play. So, and get it together. So we have another caller. I know that pink is around everybody tonight, and it's really weird. But if anybody has any questions on love and relationships, we can do that too tonight. Sometimes I get other things with you, so bear with me on that. You just have to be honest, and we'll talk about it. So the next caller is, who do we have on the line?
We have the singer Pink. No, I'm joking.
Yeah, all right.
Wouldn't that be cool? All right,
that would be so cool. Hello?
Hi, I'm cooler than the singer Pink. My name is Brittany.
Hi, Brittany.
Hey. Brittany.
Yeah.
All right, now, Brittany, you have to sing Pink.
Sorry, I know, it's so funny.
Yeah, she's so cool. That's awesome. That was funny. Thank you. You have a relationship question tonight.
Yeah, I'm inquiring about love and relationships, so I'd love to hear what Spirit has to say.
Oh, are you just getting ready to, don't you have someone picked out already? You have your eye on maybe two people, actually, I'm thinking. You're looking at two people. Is that possible?
I have not met anyone yet.
No.
But
you have seen people while you were out. And you've thought, wow, I'd like to find a guy like that. And, you know, so that was the image you created. So, and then when you saw another guy who might just be a little bit opposite that, I might say an all-American guy with a little bit of bad boy to him, you know, so a wee bit of that. that's good. There's nothing wrong with that. And you like to dress different, which is good. I like that because you have your own style with what you're doing, and I think that's good to be creative. Do you know anybody that begins with the name of B? His name starts with a B.
B.
Yeah, it could be even a father figure. There's somebody who has some information for you. I think it's an introduction. Do you have a lot of family around you or a few members of family, like a dad?
My dad crossed over. He transitioned, and
I know. He's trying to talk to me.
Yay!
So that's
I
what
love
it is.
Daddy. I'm so happy.
It's like, who is this? Oh my gosh. Oh, he does watch over you. He loves the things you're changing and things like that. And you are so happy within your heart.
Yes.
You're like a little flower child actually going around. I think that's great. But your creativity, I don't know why you haven't got more things out there for yourself. You have so many ideas.
I know.
And I'm
looking
like
at that rose quartz. Like, I'll put it on my
yes.
heart. And it really did expand my energy. Like, something happened.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Good. Keep it next to your heart. You know, wear it inside, you know, the undergarments. And keep it close to your heart, you know. And also a goldstone. I'd like to recommend a goldstone for the opposite side to wear, which will coincide with each other. And the middle one could be a small dancer yellow calcite. I call them the little balls that dance. They're a very yellow calcite, very tiny piece. They keep up equal balance of the two.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you, your third eye is very open. So
yes,
this is good.
It is very.
And you're calling him in. And I'm going to tell you, I keep getting the name Bruce, and I don't know who Bruce is. I don't know if he just may be, a person you know, a teacher or a friend's dad or something. But keep in mind this name. It's going to play in part to something. And your dad, what you have something at your father's. Is it a watch?
Yes. Oh, my
okay,
gosh.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Good. Yeah, he's making note of that, but he's validating that he's coming through, sending much love to you. He is. He watches over you, and he's closer than you think my dear. He's a lot closer than you think. He's set
did he hear
to you.
I was crying yesterday because I really, really missed him. Did he see me?
Yes.
Did he hear?
He sat beside you and listened to you, and he heard everything you said. He knows you miss him, and you miss that touch and just the hug. And he gave you a hug. You know, sometimes if you're standing there and when you just let go and put that grief barrier down and you let go of it, you'll start hearing sounds around you of what the universe actually sounds like. And you can hear them come close to you. And you'll feel like someone wrapped their arms around you or held your hand real tight through you. And
yeah, I felt him hold my hand, but I also felt him enter my room. Like, I felt that wind.
Oh, yeah.
It was like
you
a
heard
wind.
It.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a certain high vibrational hum. And it's a very high one, and we are starting to hear that now. And I want you to be aware of it. Because is it your grandmother? Was it his mom that is passed? Is it what's the female that is with him? Who's the female?
Both my grandmother on my dad's side and my mom's side on are here.
Okay, one of them, she was really cute, and she's very calming, and she always had something good to say about everyone. And she always worried about things. This one is a worrier, but now she doesn't worry about anything. But
good.
She really. Are you? Do you have flowers where you're at?
Sometimes my dad tells me to buy yellow flowers, so I'll just buy the yellow ones just to put in my place.
I think you should get some flowers and like put in your house, and get those ultraviolet blue ones too to go with the yellow. That is representing your grandmother. They like that. And they dig flowers, they dig pretty things, and they want people to plant more and respect the growth of things and love with your heart, love of your life. Can I ask you what your sign is, Tiffany?
I'm an Aries. My birthday's coming up.
Oh, girl, you are on it. So you know exactly what you want, and you won't settle for anything less. That's for sure.
Yes. I have been abstinent for 4 years because I've refused to exchange energy with people that are not worthy.
Right. I agree. But now you have to step yourself out of where you're at into a different vibration of people. It's time to do that. Then you will find your mate. You must do it. You know where you're at and you have to step it up. And you can still keep them. But you have to go up to the next level at this point. That's why no progress has been made. There's only been acquaintances.
Right. That's so right.
Yeah. And you can wear green really well. That will also help you. Some green and colors.
Green attracts.
It does. It attracts love. Along with the green attacks. They attach to men. It attaches to them. I'm not sure what it does, but they gravitate toward it. If it's worn properly, you know, like it can be worn with pinks or blues or yellows, or you can just have a bracelet of green.
Okay.
But it signifies Raphael, which is, he is overseer of the soulmates and lovers. He puts people together, and right now we're being put together. So the man that you're looking for is a little bit of a bad boy. Actually, I'm thinking that he has something to do with music. Okay, he has definitely something to do with music. So, and you'll know him by the, I believe he'll drive a little red car. I'm not sure what it is. It's a kind of a little fancy car. He
is
has
it
himself,
somebody I've already met?
Pardon?
Is it someone I've already met?
Well, you recognized the red car, didn't you?
No, I don't.
Well,
I don't.
This is somebody, let me ask you this. Do you know of anyone who actually might dress more like a James Dean type every now and then with the tight jeans and the loafers and the hair to the side? Yep.
James Dean type. No, not
you
that I
probably don't know the James. He has his hair on the side. It's the new cut where it's uplifted to the left. He has the tight jeans with the loafers on. I don't think they're Sebagos. I forget what they are. They're Italian shoes. You'll know him. He's handsome.
Mm.
He's very handsome.
Yay.
He has dark eyes. really pretty dark eyes. They're intense. As intensity will meet your level of intensity, I'll put it that way.
Ooh,
so if you both can share that limelight, it'll work. So you'll have to come to an agreement because he will be maybe an opposite sign of yours, but it's very doable and very workable.
Ooh.
So just know that. I mean, he could even be a Sagittarius or a Scorpio. So.
Wow, they're intense. Yeah.
They are intense, and you need that intensity to open you up. And you'll allow it. You will allow him to do that. But look for a B word, and I think there'll be, I don't know if it's a Greg or a, something like that.
Oh, that's my dad's name. Greg's my dad's name.
Okay. he's been through tonight quite a bit, so he's wanting total confirmation that, yes, I am there. I'm there now. So, and he is with you right now.
Oh, okay. So I love you.
And he's trying to send somebody in for you. He's trying to keep those doors open, and keep the love around you. That you're going to have to compromise with yourself on a few things because you're too tough on some things. All right. You don't let your guard down, but you're too tough on a few things. It's not like a ledger here, like you have your clipboard and you check marking everything off. I don't want you to do that. So, okay, you can't do that anymore, Tiffany. You have to just be a child at heart inside and find that person, attract them to you, allow them to come into you. Okay. So, and he will be pretty cool. He does like music. So just know that.
Music.
I'm going to say August. I'm going to say it probably in the, let's go the latter part of August. The latter part of August. I know it seems like a long distance away, but you're going to meet a few other people in the meantime, and they're going to become friends. Accept them as friends. Okay, bring them in your life as friends. Step your higher vibration up from where you're at. You have to do that. That comes first, foremost.
Now, when you say step my higher vibration, do you mean like meditate more or like, connect with nature, like raise my vibration?
I want you to raise your vibration, and I want you to raise it with your friends. There are some friends that have pulled you down a little bit. They've kept a little negativity around you, and you block it. But it still holds you there. Okay, you have to step away from that. You keep them as friends, but you must step away from them because that's in your mind. That is in your mind to change your mind. Don't listen to them. Do not do it.
Got it.
Okay. All right. Don't forget
Thank
your green.
You so
and you're welcome.
My green, my pink, and everything you've taught me. I mean, it's so awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Tiffany. And go on Blog Talk Radio, write on the comments. Contact me with your email, you know, at withtheangels10@gmail.com. I want to hear from you, okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome, honey. Have a good evening. Okay.
You
keep
too.
Dancing. Keep dancing.
Thanks.
I
Bye-bye.
Will.
That's awesome. That he was so great.
Mm-hmm.
That
I think
nice.
That was Britney. I think that was Britney Spears.
Yeah, it was. She was ready to sing for us too. I bet she can
That's what
sing.
She, I don't know, man. She's sure sound like her.
She sounded really good.
We had Trisha Kelly and now Britney Spears on the show. Hey?
I know. We've got stars on our show tonight. We're glamour. We are glamour tonight.
I'll believe that. <I'm out. laughs> I'll
That's
hang
right.
on to that thought. Yeah.
I love it.
You're listening to withinsightsradio.com.
All right. You ready to move along?
Yes, I am. Absolutely.
Okay. Here we go.
All right. Okay. Hello?
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 Hello, thank you for taking my call. I'm Pankaj, calling from India.
I'm having a hard time understanding you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you clearly. Are you getting my audio?
He's calling from India. He's calling from India.
Okay, can you help me with this one?
Because
I'm having a hard time hearing him exactly. I'd love to know more. You may be my translator, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a question for us tonight?
Yeah, thank you. I would much appreciate if you could maybe connect to any of my past loved ones or maybe channel any general message for me.
Okay, Iggy.
I believe he said something about his love life.
Okay, and if someone's coming in for him?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that is another question as for what you will allow. I know that you're wanting someone. Are you talking to someone far away? Hello?
Hello, yeah?
Are you talking with someone far away?
No, not at the present time, no.
Okay. I feel that you're going to connect with someone that's farther away from you. It may
okay.
be like an online connection with someone. And I don't know how you feel about, you know, once that starts to work, about bringing them to you or not, but I don't know how your family would feel about that, but I know that your heart will be into this one. I feel that you've been hurt in the past, and you're ready to start a new adventure in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, and are
okay.
you meditating? Are you meditating?
Not quite as frequently as I should be.
I think it would be a good idea to do that, so to open up to a higher
okay.
source. To raise your vibration. It seems like you're bogged down with things that are around you. Is that true?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
Can you let some of those things go a little bit so you're not consumed by that? It seems like you're happy when you get away from it and you have your own time by yourself. Does that make sense
mm-hmm.
to you? So I would like
mm-hmm.
you to
yes.
have more time for you because these, I feel like there's a female... person in your life, I'm not going to say whether it's a mother or grandmother or aunt, but they're wanting you to do things for them all the time, and you're not allowed to be you. Is that not correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you have to find your own time and your own space now to become who you are. You would like good things to happen for you. I feel like you're wanting to take an adventure. Is that true? You just want to get up and go. You would like to take an adventure
mm-hmm.
of a lifetime and to take that journey to find your soulmate. So do it. Start meditating and connecting to a higher source and open up your third eye. I feel like you're looking around with it, but I don't feel that you're connecting with anyone. I feel that you have too much going on, that you've got to say stop and step out of that into a higher vibration. I think the higher vibration is important for everyone to do right now. We surround ourselves, and sometimes we go in a circle. Everything's going in a circle. You've got to break the circle. It's not about anyone else. This is about you now. You have to allow yourself to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
You have to just do it and step out of it. And I get a lot of blue with you. There's blue. I don't know if that's your color or whether this person that's coming in, she has a lot of aura of blue around her. But there's blue centering around you. And I think that are you studying something? Am I getting that you're studying something? Are you going to?
Not quite right now, but I may be perhaps in the future.
I think that would be a good idea. I think you're interchanging to a higher self. So I would like you to step out of your bounds and reach for what you want because you're not doing that yet. You're contemplating and you just get pulled back. I feel like you try mm-hmm. to get out, but you get pulled back. You're going to have to step out. You've got to do that in order to further yourself, you know, and then allow her to come in. I think you may have to take that adventure, though, and just kind of take a road trip, honestly. You may end up taking a road trip because I think she's farther away, and I think you're going to meet her online. I don't know whether it's like maybe there's a – I don't know what it is, but you're going to meet her online with a group chat, like everybody's talking. But I think you should make that connection with her.
Mm-hmm.
And I see her, and this may sound crazy, but I see her as being a blonde. Have some blonde in her hair, you know? I don't know how you feel about that, but I see her as having some blonde in her hair. But she has beautiful eyes. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's where I'm picking up the blue, is the eyes. And
okay.
And you do like eyes. You do like eyes. So eyes draw you in the smile. But you have to separate your energy from what energy is around you in your home and in your family, because I feel you're being smothered. You know, with, you have mm-hmm. to do this and you have to do that. So I want you to step out and be happy for yourself. And then ask to bring her in. Allow her to come in. Ask for your soulmate to come in. So start meditating, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Any connections to any past loved ones?
Any past loved ones? He wants to know about any past loved ones.
I'm picking up on I keep getting this older lady that keeps coming in. Mm-hmm. And as she tries to talk to you, you can actually reach her with meditation. You can
mm-hmm.
reach her very much with meditation. There is a man that passed. Is this a grandfather that passed?
Yeah.
And you didn't, pardon?
Please go ahead. Please go ahead. My maternal grandfather and both my mother have passed.
Okay. And mm-hmm. what was that?
Now, who passed away, my friend?
Both my maternal grandfather and my mother.
Yes.
Grandfather and grandmother.
Female, right. The male that I see is a grandfather and a great-grandfather, mostly the great-grandfather. You didn't know him very well, actually, but you did know of him. And I don't know if your memory can re-exist that or not, or recirculate it or not. But he's the one that is pulling you into the meditation. Now, the grandmother is the one that watches over you. I feel that she wants to keep you safe for some reason from someone. And it's not that you're going to be harmed. It's just that it's constantly, there's something on you constantly that is, I feel you're bogged down with this. So you've got to step out. But there is a message of study, and you've been questioning whether you should study or not. And I think there's something in the learning of study for you as to whether it's metaphysical to raise yourself to be a healer, because I think you are gifted and I think you have healing, a lot of healing modalities that you have yet to explore.
All right. We are just about out of time, so I don't mean to cut the session short.
Okay.
Thank you, Moni, so much. And
thank you both. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Many blessings to you. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're good, mostly.
Okay, bye-bye. That was nice.
Okay, bye.
Mm-hmm. That was
like
great.
That.
Called away from India. We really appreciate it.
I very much. That was
pretty
amazing.
Cool.
Yeah.
I hope he got some answers from that.
I think so. I kept seeing this man and this woman. I kept seeing the grandmother around him a lot, and she was watching for something. It's like she's pushing him out, trying to get him out, you know,
mm-hmm.
further into where he belongs. He is a great healer, and I like to see him develop that. I think that the study, what he wanted to originally do, I think had something to do with medical. So,
okay.
And he could probably be a medical intuitive. I think that
very
he just needs to do that. But we don't have time for one more caller by any chance?
We don't have any more callers. I have one.
Oh.
I had one in queue, but they never answered.
Oh,
they never responded.
They didn't answer.
So
that's okay. Well, we've had a good show. Oh, my gosh. It's
mm-hmm.
been a good show. I loved it. Totally amazing.
You did a great job.
Well, no, they did. I'm just the middle part person, but I love it. And
mm-hmm.
and thank you, Iggy, so much for having me on the show to do this. I really appreciate it very much. I enjoy it.
You're very welcome.
And you're
thank
a great
you very
host.
Much.
Right. And we've had Britney Spears and Tiffany tonight. So, and Pink was on the show. So, but
you're channeling all the rock stars tonight.
Well, if they want to get a hold of me tonight, it's withtheangel10@gmail.com. Moni's messages. Get on Blog Talk Radio. You know, check out the other practitioners. They're all great. I know a lot of them, and they're good at what they do. Their
mm-hmm.
heart's
absolutely.
Right where it needs to be. So, and you're good too, Iggy. You're good to contact as well.
Am I good?
You
all right.
Are. You are so good.
Sounds good.
Okay.
All right,
well,
everybody.
Thank you again. Good night, everyone.
You're welcome. Good night.
Okay. All right.
Thank you for tuning in to Moni's Messages, Psychic Medium and Spiritual Teacher. I am producer Iggy, and we hope you enjoy the show. The next show lined up, I believe, is Mudto at Midnight, and then we have a special Down the Rabbit Hole with Mark Matheny on Sunday. So check your listings here, and we'll see you next time. We'll see you soon. Take care.